It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number three, which means it's time to Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings. And everyone's favorite time of the year is right around the corner. That's right, football is about to be back. To celebrate football's 101st year, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, is putting new users in the center of the action with a free $101 bet when they place a bet on the Kansas City versus Houston Thursday night game. This touchdown of a deal is only available for 101 hours, so get in on all of the action now. You heard us right. DraftKings giving all new users a free bet of $101 once they sign up and place a bet of $10 or more on the Kansas City versus Houston game. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN, and you get a free $101 bet to use once you place a bet on the first football game of the season. That's promo code KSN to get your free $101 bet for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante, along with my partner, Ross Tucker. It is time to Ask Ross. And Ross, a very special week of Ask Ross, because we have a new prize for the winner of the best question, and it is a Labatt Blue shirt. Our buddy Kevin at Labatt has provided us those shirts. They are they not a good-looking shirt, Ross?
So two things. One is they're an awesome-looking shirt. And two is I love that when you posted it on Twitter, at KSN Sportsnet, a picture of it, that the winner of the Ask Ross would get that. I thought it was hilarious that Dustin, our colleague, he replied and said, what can he do? He wants to win. And you said, nah, sorry, you're not eligible. But I can totally see Dustin wearing that Labatt Blue shirt.
That has Dustin written all over it. It really does. And the exact way I put it, Dustin said he wants to know if he's a winner. I said, sorry, Dustin, you're not a winner. And you're not going to get a shirt. So we'll see how Dustin handles that when I speak to him on Monday alive. All right, let's start with the Riz from Princeton. Sir Ross, now that Penn State's given up on the 2020-2021 national championship campaign, what teams in the ACC, Southeast Conference, and Big 12 should I cheer for? And he's hoping that you'll suggest someone with a similar history, tradition, and overall atmosphere to Penn State.
Wow. That's a really interesting question. Man, you know, there's a lot of different ways.
I love the question, Ross, because I want to know who to cheer for also here.
Yeah, I love it. That's a great question. You know, one of my first thoughts would be, Jim, like who in those conferences, right, has any sort of Penn State ties, you know, on the coaching staff or former players. I tell you what, you know, one that jumped out to me, it's a little different in terms of tradition, but I just feel like there are some similarities going back in the day, and it's Boston College. You know, Boston College is one that sort of jumps out to me as, all right, you know, like they used to play Penn State all the time. I remember I think I went to a game when Doug Flutie was there, but I remember going to those games all the time. And so that's one that jumps out to me, certainly. I kind of like what Mac Brown is doing at North Carolina and what they're building there. I got to be honest with you, I look at the Big 12, and there's nobody really in the Big 12 that gets me all excited. I mean, I guess in the same vein of Boston College being a former Penn State opponent often, that maybe you could go with West Virginia. But I just don't see that as much. You know, even in the SEC, I don't know, maybe Vanderbilt, because that's where Franklin came from. They don't really have the same, obviously, history, passion. I think if you're looking for that, Texas A&M might be a decent one. You know, at the University of Florida, Dan Mullen is from Pennsylvania. Their first-round pick tight end, Kyle Pitts, is from Pennsylvania. So there's a couple of different ways you could go. How would you have answered that one, Jim?
Well, I was trying to figure it out. The automatic guy, you know, the Alabamas and Clemson, that doesn't feel right to root for them.
No.
I couldn't think of anyone. But, you know, the suggestion you make that I like is North Carolina. They're not, you know, the favorite, winning all these games the last couple of years, but Mac Brown's starting to build something there. And I don't know about you, but I love the uniforms, the baby blues, or Carolina blue, I should say. Love the uniforms,
I like
too.
I don't I like know. That. It's funny. I don't have many in the SEC or the Big 12, but I think you can make a case. Let me ask you this, Jim. This is a big one. What about Notre Dame?
No. 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 Big no. And I know, I know I'm digressing here, but I'm going to go way back to the 60s, and I don't know how much you read on the history. The game of the century in 1966, Ross, I was 6 years old, Notre Dame, Michigan State. Bubba Smith was on that Michigan State team. They were the two best teams in the country, and it was tied 10-10. Notre Dame had the ball late in the game, and they played for a tie. You don't play for a tie, Ross, and once you do that, I was 6 years old, and they lost my loyalty at that point. So, no, not Notre Dame.
Got it.
Am I clear with my answer?
He just said in terms of the tradition and stuff, so I thought of them. It's funny. I don't like any of the SEC or Big 12, but I think there's a couple ACC you can make a case for.
And the other one, the ACC team, none of us will make a case for is Pitt.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would make a case for Pitt. I don't see people making a case for Miami. There's just some that I just don't see.
I had this conversation with a buddy of mine yesterday, and I asked him that question, and his answer was Nebraska. I said, wait, during the Big Ten, they're not playing. He said, gee, I thought they were going to find a way to play somehow, some way. So, all right, we'll see about that. All right, let's get to another question, Ross. Jerry in Arlington, Texas says, now that it looks like Penn State won't have games and fans for 2020, what four people would you want to watch? He says a Penn State game, but obviously that's not going to happen in the fall, but we'll still make the question. What four people would you want to watch a game with on television at home, drinking your daddy sodas? And part two, what would your meal be for the group?
Oh man, that's a good question. We got some good questions this week. I don't know how many we're going to actually get to.
It's a fun question.
Yeah, it's a fun question. So I think we have to, are we watching a Penn State game or are we watching some other football game? Because if we're watching a Penn State game, I probably would pick Penn State-centric people. And by the way, are we talking people that are dead or do they have to be alive?
Let's go live and let's do Penn State. Let's say it's January. The games are in the domes. You have no other assignments, so you get to sit home and watch a Penn State game in the middle of the winter. So let's go with live people.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to say for sure, Matt Millen. I love Matt Millen.
Oh, good answer.
I love Matt Millen as a person. I love him as an analyst. I love hearing his stories. So I'm going Matt Millen. That's number one. Number two, John Madden. I mean, how fun would it be to watch a football game and having a daddy soda, Labatt Blue, of course, and eating 409 Tailgate Club. I'm thinking that they'll do some wings, some brisket, and some pulled pork. That's what I'm thinking. That's what we have And I don't care about the sides, whatever you want. Mac and cheese. I like mac and cheese because I mix it in with the brisket, mix it in with the pulled. Now I'm getting hungry, Jim. But Madden, Millen, you know what? I'm going to say Tom Brady because I was teammates with him, and I'd be kind of curious just to see what he's like just watching a game these days. Now, I did hang out with him a couple times socially when I played for the Patriots. Nice guy. Never hear a bad word about him. But I feel like he'd be fun to add to the mix. And then one more. Madden, Millen. Then you've got Tom Brady. Ooh, this is a tough one. I'm going to say, man, I don't know.
Jim, your buddy Jim, who you are on the air with talking Penn State football.
Yes, of course. My boss, Jim Galante. How could I forget? Absolutely. No, you know what? There's a lot of different people. We could. You know what? I'm going to throw Jeff Bezos in the mix. Jeff Bezos is Princeton grad. And my guess is we'd have a pretty nice TV setup and a pretty good seating and everything if Jeff was there. I'm sure it would be a pretty nice gig, and maybe I get him to sponsor the Keystone Sports Network and every show we do. Hey, Jeff, how about throwing a couple mil over at the Keystone Sports Network? We could use it.
Hey, we only have a minute left, so how about this as a second scenario? How about the KSN team watching the game together? We bring in Dustin, Greg, Andy, Bob. Me and you, we'll bring in Andrew to cook. We'll bring in Kevin to bring the Labatt beer. How's that for a group to watch a Penn State game?
Pretty good. It's pretty good. We've only ever really hung out like that one time that I can remember. A bunch of us were at Scott Shirley's house from Uplifting Athletes and Pledge It, and that was fun. But we got a good group. We really do. There's not a single guy, even though I bust his chops on the show, there's not a single guy that I wouldn't want to hang out with. You know, like Flounders is hilarious. Dustin's funny. Andy's funny in his own way. You're awesome. I mean, we got a pretty good crew. Like we could make a pretty good day of it or night of it or whatever it is.
That would be a fun time to watch the game together with everybody. We'll have to think about it, especially if the guys, Greg and Bob, can't make the trip to the game, if they have to cover from remotely. That would be a lot of fun. All right, we did get to two questions, Ross. That's it for our Ask Ross segment. Stick around. Bob and Andy will be back for quarter number four.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users a free bet of $101 once they sign up and place a bet of $10 or more on the Kansas City versus Houston game. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.